Vaccination saves lives, protecting you from Mpox with a routine vaccination program. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. Key facts. Mpox is a rare disease caused by the Mpox virus, which spreads through close contact between people. A vaccine is available to help protect against Mpox. In Wales, the NHS offers the vaccine on a case-by-case basis to gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, GBMSM, who meet any of the criteria in the list below, have multiple sexual partners, take part in group sex or sex parties, attend sex venues like saunas or back rooms, have had a recent bacterial infection from sex, such as chlamydia or gonorrhea, in the last year. People who have close and intimate contact with those in the GBMSM community who are at high risk of Mpox may also have the vaccine. This includes people of any gender or sexual orientation. Take action. If you think you're at risk, book an appointment with your sexual health service. You can find a list of sexual health services in Wales at 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services. External site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. What is Mpox? Mpox is a rare disease caused by the Mpox virus, also known as the monkeypox virus or MPXV. The Mpox virus is similar to the virus that causes smallpox, but it causes a different illness. Most people with Mpox get better on their own within a few weeks, but some people can become seriously ill. Fact. Mpox outbreaks have mostly occurred in Central and East Africa. However, since 2022, the virus has spread to other countries, including the UK. How does Mpox spread? The Mpox virus needs close contact to spread between people. It can spread through close physical contact with Mpox lesions, open sores, or scabs during sex, kissing, cuddling, or holding hands. Close physical contact with bodily fluids, such as saliva, snot, or mucus, including during sexual contact, and contact with bedding, clothing, or towels used by someone with Mpox. Mpox may also spread through coughing, sneezing, or breathing near someone. However, there is limited evidence for this. What are the symptoms of Mpox? Symptoms of Mpox usually start within 5 to 21 days of being infected. However, not everyone who has Mpox gets all these symptoms. Although most people recover on their own within a few weeks, some can become seriously ill. The initial symptoms may include a fever, a headache, flu-like symptoms, joint pain, muscle and backache, shivering and tiredness, and swollen glands in the neck, armpits, or groin. A rash usually appears 1 to 5 days after a fever starts. The rash may start on the face or in the genital area. It can then spread to other parts of the body. The Mpox rash goes through several stages before forming scabs which fall off. Mpox can continue to spread to other people until the scabs have completely healed. The rash from Mpox may sometimes look like other diseases such as chickenpox. If you think you have Mpox symptoms, contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111 or contact a sexual health service or your GP straight away. For more information about the symptoms of Mpox, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/Mpox, external site. What can I do to protect myself and others from Mpox? If you're eligible for the vaccine, it will help protect yourself and others. You should also wash your hands regularly with soap and water or use hand sanitizer. Avoid sex and close contact if you have symptoms. Avoid sharing bedding or towels with anyone who may have Mpox, and watch for symptoms for 3 weeks after traveling to countries where Mpox is present. For more information about avoiding or passing on Mpox, visit nhs111.wales.nhs.uk/Mpox, external site. Why am I being offered an Mpox vaccine? Vaccine experts recommend offering the vaccine to people who are most likely to come into contact with the virus. The vaccine is available routinely through sexual health services. Who can have the vaccine? The vaccine is available to GBMSM who meet certain criteria and is offered on a case-by-case basis to help protect against Mpox. The vaccine may also be offered to anyone who has close and intimate contact with people at higher risk of Mpox in the GBMSM community. This includes people of any gender or sexual orientation. You can get your Mpox vaccine through sexual health services if you have multiple sexual partners, take part in group sex or sex parties, visit sex venues like saunas or backrooms, or have had a recent bacterial infection from sex, such as chlamydia or gonorrhea, in the last year. You may also be able to get the vaccine if you work in places where Mpox could spread. This includes sauna staff or anyone who handles items or surfaces that may contain body fluids or skin cells. You won't get an invitation for the vaccine, but if you contact or visit a sexual health clinic and meet the criteria listed above, you should be offered the vaccine. For more information on where to get the Mpox vaccine, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. Which vaccine will I be offered? You will be offered the modified vaccine Ankara, the MVA vaccine. This vaccine helps protect you against Mpox and smallpox. How does the vaccine work? The MVA vaccine contains a virus which has been modified so that it cannot grow in the human body. This vaccine was developed as a much safer form of the smallpox vaccine used widely in the UK and abroad until the 1970s. Fact: the MVA vaccine cannot cause or spread smallpox or Mpox. As Mpox is caused by a virus like smallpox, vaccines made to protect against smallpox can help prevent or reduce the risk of severe illness from Mpox infection. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, the MVA vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety continues to be monitored. How many doses are needed? Most people need 2 doses. The second dose should be given at least 28 days after your first dose. If you have previously been vaccinated against smallpox with the old live smallpox vaccine, you will only need a single dose of the MVA vaccine. Once your course is complete, you do not need any more vaccines to protect you against Mpox, unless you have a very weakened immune system and had your last dose more than 2 years ago. Does the vaccine work? The first dose of the vaccine should give you the highest level of protection about 4 weeks after you get it. The vaccine may not prevent Mpox completely, but if you do get it, your symptoms are likely to be milder. 2 doses provide longer-lasting protection, which is why it is important to have both doses of the vaccine. After 2 doses of the vaccine, most people develop a good level of protection against Mpox. The second dose can be given at least 28 days after your first dose. Even after 2 doses, you should continue to be aware of the risks and symptoms of Mpox, as no vaccine is 100% effective. You should also continue to get tested for STIs, sexually transmitted infections, regularly. How is the MVA vaccine given? The vaccine will usually be injected into your upper arm. What if I have a fear of needles? If you have a fear of needles, let the person giving you the vaccine know. They will support you. Where can I get my vaccinations? The MVA vaccine is available free from sexual health services for those who are eligible. You can find your nearest sexual health clinic at 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. NHS Wales strongly recommends you get the MVA vaccine as soon as it is offered to you. Should I have the vaccine if I've had Mpox already? you can still be vaccinated if you have already had and recovered from an Mpox infection. A previous infection with Mpox does not mean that you cannot get Mpox again. If you meet the criteria, you should be offered the MVA vaccine. Is there anyone who should not have the MVA vaccine? Very few people cannot have the MVA vaccination. You should not have the vaccine if you've had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the same vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. The vaccine contains very small amounts of chicken protein and benzonase, as well as the antibiotics gentamicin and ciprofloxacin. Speak to the person giving you the vaccine if you've had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. If I'm unwell, should I have the vaccine? If you're unwell, it is better to wait until you've recovered to have a vaccine. A cold or other minor illness is not a reason to delay your vaccine. If you have a high temperature and have been in close contact with someone who has confirmed Mpox, you may need to be checked for early signs of Mpox infection. If in doubt, discuss this with the person giving you your vaccination. What if I have a weakened immune system? If you have a condition or treatment that weakens your immune system, or you are living with HIV, the vaccine may not protect you as well. Let your doctor or nurse know before you have your vaccination. What if I'm pregnant? If you are pregnant, think you may be pregnant, or are planning to have a baby, talk to your doctor or nurse before you have the vaccination. The MVA vaccine does not cause smallpox or Mpox, so it cannot spread to an unborn child. Mpox may be more severe during pregnancy, and there is also a risk of passing Mpox to your baby. Your doctor or nurse will help you understand the benefits of the vaccine and any possible risks. I am breastfeeding. Should I still have the vaccine? If you are breastfeeding, you can have the vaccine. It is unlikely that the vaccine will pass into your breast milk. If you do get Mpox, there is a risk of passing the infection to your baby, and Mpox may be more severe in small babies. Your doctor or nurse can help to explain the benefits of vaccination. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or nurse about any medicines you are currently taking or have recently taken. You should also tell them about any other vaccines you've recently had. In most cases, you should be fine to have the vaccine. The vaccine is safe for people living with HIV and those taking PrEP. You can also have the vaccine at the same time as other important vaccines, including those which protect against human papillomavirus, HPV, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and gonorrhea. What are the side effects of the MVA vaccine? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. Common side effects from the vaccine should only last a few days. Common side effects include pain, redness, swelling, hardness or itching where the injection was given, a headache, muscle aches or joint pain, feeling sick, tiredness, chills and fever, and loss of appetite. If you feel faint after the vaccination, you should wait for 15 minutes before you drive. If you get any of the side effects listed above, you can rest and take the normal dose of paracetamol. Follow the advice in the packaging to help you feel better. Do not drive or use machines if you're feeling unwell. If the side effects last for more than a few days, you should speak to a healthcare professional. If you have atopic dermatitis, a form of eczema, you may get a stronger skin reaction from the vaccine. This can include redness, swelling, and itching. You might also get other general symptoms such as a headache, muscle pain, and feeling sick or tired. Your skin condition may also flare up or worsen. Side effects may be more common in people who have previously had a dose of the old, live smallpox vaccine. If you have any questions or concerns about side effects, you can ask the person giving you the vaccine. Visit 111.wales.nhs.uk, external site, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. The end of this leaflet has more details on the vaccine, including all possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and foods. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Did you know you may also be eligible for the following vaccines? Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, HPV, and meningitis B. For more information, talk to your sexual health service. Use the table below to record your MVA vaccinations. In print, there is a table to be filled in. The headings are MVA vaccine, date given. There is a space to record the entries for dose 1 and dose 2. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can visit 111.wales.nhs.uk external site. Talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more about vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the Mpox vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to products.mhra.gov.uk/search external site, or www.fda.gov external site. Enter the name of the vaccine in the search bar. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/mpox vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard external site by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789 Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information about sexual health, including advice and testing in your area, visit www.shwales.online/index.html external site. You can find your nearest sexual health clinic at 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. To find out how the NHS uses your information, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information external site. Crystal Mark 24387, Clarity approved by Plain English Campaign. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement of UK Health Security Agency and Public Health Scotland. July 2025, ISBN 978-1-83766-659-1. This is the end of the audio recording of the Protecting You from Mpox with a Routine Vaccination Programme leaflet. Thanks for listening.